It is so good to see you all this morning and to be back here in good old Northern Kentucky. It was hot in Florida, which is where I was for my conference. And if you know me, you know that I don't do well with the heat. And so anyway, I'm glad to be back. It's not nearly as hot here as it was down there. I welcome you all to worship this morning, and I hope that I hope that you all will find worship to be meaningful and comforting and all of those things that you come to worship to experience. There are some announcements in the bulletin, and I'm going to steal my husband's if he will let me. Thank you. The ice cream social is next weekend. That's our big news. Of course, we all know that it's coming, and the ice cream is made, and the building has been cleaned. Thank you to everyone who participated yesterday, who was able to come and clean or to make ice cream so that we could be ready for our event next week. And it looks great, and the ice cream is always good. So if the only other thing left is if you want to bake some cookies or some brownies or something, package them individually for us to sell. We need that. And we also need people to sign up to help with the serving and the taking of the money and all of that. The sign-up sheets are there by the door, by the stairs. And I noticed that as of Friday, there were still some slots that need to be filled. So let's fill them, and let's have another great ice cream social. We will have our worship outdoors next Sunday. I figure we have the tent. There will be tables and chairs. Why not? So don't be afraid. It might make some of you a little nervous to think about worshiping outside, but I think it will be great. We'll be doing some lively music, and we'll be worshiping God in God's creation. And, of course, that's weather permitting. Do not pray for rain. Another bit of news is that we have hired another new administrative assistant. I think this one will stick. Her name is Stephanie Klass. I know her from the library, and she is a really terrific person, I think she'll fit with us really well. She's a native Kentuckian. She has worked as a writer and filmmaker in Chicago and New York City, and since moving back to Fort Thomas, which is her hometown, she has been writing for local news outlets, and she's been working for the Campbell County Public Library in Newport. She's always happy to discuss your favorite books or movies with you, and is easily bribed by a glass of green tea, iced. So if you want to get on Stephanie's good side, bring her some green tea. At this point, her hours are to be determined, but she's going to start tomorrow. Yay! And we'll have more information once she gets started. Our hours are kind of opposite at the library, so it'll be a good way to cover some of those hours when I'm not available. She will be. Was there anything else? I'm sure that you all have heard at this point about Howard's story, about his passing yesterday morning. The funeral arrangements are still a little bit up in the air, but the family is meeting with the funeral home today at 1, so we should know more information later today, and I will get that out on the prayer chain, and we'll pass word by word of mouth as well. About Howard? Howard? Yes. Oh, had you not heard? I'm sorry. Yeah, Howard passed away yesterday morning. He had a stroke last week. Yeah. So we'll get the news out about the whatever plans they have. We'll get that out by email and by word of mouth so that everybody will know. Are there any other announcements that we need to hear this morning. That's kind of how I feel this morning. I have to say, it's been an interesting week. We had our acolyte light the candle of Christ. And so I will wish you the grace and the peace of our Lord Jesus Christ. Let us worship God together.
Oh, give thanks to the Lord, call on God's name, make known God's deeds among the peoples.
Sing to God, sing praises to God, tell all about your works.
Glory in God's holy name, let the hearts of those who seek the Lord rejoice.
Seek the Lord, the strength of the Lord, seek God's presence.
Remember the wonderful works the Lord has done. Praise the Lord. Please join us now in the singing of the first, our hymn of praise, number 457 in your big blue book, I Greet Thee, Who My Sure Redeemer Art. Now join us in the prayer of the day, followed by the Lord's Prayer. Let us pray. God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, Joseph, and Moses, and us, We praise you for the long line of ancestors who went before us in the faith, and for your promise to all who believe in you. Help us as we grow in faith ourselves to also pass it on to others as our ancestors have passed it to us. We pray to you and in the name of Jesus, because he taught us to pray, Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen.
You may be seated. Friends, we are but imperfect human beings, created by God as good, but fallen short of God's intention for our lives, for our existence. Together, let us admit our errors and seek God's grace. Let us pray. Merciful God, you see us at our best and our worst moments of life. You see us betray our brothers and sisters out of jealousy, greed, and fear. You see us afraid to get out of our vessels of safety for fear we might sink. You see us afraid to believe in the reality of God, Christ, and Spirit in our lives, afraid we are seeing nothing but ghosts. Have mercy upon us, O God. Release our fears that we may live fully into our calling as your disciples. And now in the quietness of this place, we lift up to God those prayers that are known only in our hearts. Amen. Friends, we are people born of water and the Spirit, living in the forgiving love and grace of God. Thanks be to God. Amen. Friends, by offering the peace of Christ to one another, we recognize each other's place in the family of God. May the peace of Christ be with you all. Let us pass the peace to one another.
Make sure. Oh, I know. I was paying attention. I knew it was there.
We won't go there.
During the month of August, we've been looking at some of our early hymns of faith from America. And in the early 1800s, if you remember from your history books, there was a great revivalist movement called the Second Great Awakening. And part of that was a plethora of gospel songs and hymns, and many people were creating hymnals. They were getting a collection of these things. And so there were lots of song books that came out during that time. Robert Lowry was a Baptist who, I'm not sure whether he was a minister or not, but he published a collection of these songs. And the song that we're singing today was in that collection. And I think people have attributed it to him, even though he probably did not write it. I've read that it wasn't like other things that he had written. And so they thought very often, he wasn't plagiarizing or anything or stealing people's material. It's just that when it got into a publication, sometimes the publisher got credit for it. The poem itself, they're not saying who it is that wrote it. It's anonymous. It has been associated with the Quakers for a long time. But when it first was published, Quakers were not singing in their worship services. They did not do that until after the Civil War. And so it has sort of an uncertain past, but it is a beautiful hymn that since the Civil War has almost become a Quaker anthem. We're singing, How Can I Keep From Singing?
On in endless song, above earth.
you please join me for the prayer for illumination? Hear our prayer, O Lord, that we might hear and understand the message of your word today, and that we might be able to find room in our lives for it. Amen. The first reading today comes from Romans chapter 10, verses 5 through 15. Moses writes concerning the righteousness that comes from the law, that the person who does these things will live by them. But the righteousness that comes from faith says, "Do not say in your heart, who will ascend into heaven, that is, to bring Christ down, or who will descend into the abyss, that is, to bring Christ up from the dead." But what does it say? "The word is near you, on your lips and in your heart," that is, the word of faith that we proclaim. Because if you confess with your lips that Jesus is Lord, and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For one believes with the heart, and so is justified, and one confesses with the mouth, and so is saved. The scripture says, "No one who believes in him will be put to shame, for there is no distinction between Jew and Greek. The same Lord is Lord of all, and is generous to all who call on him. For everyone who calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. But how are they to call on one in whom they have not believed? And how are they to believe in one of whom they have never heard? And how are they to hear without someone to proclaim him? And how are they to proclaim him unless they are sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of those who bring good news." Please join in the hymn number 440, "In Christ There Is No East or West."